Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Time for our daily tech and business report, sponsored by San Francisco Bay University. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Uber is teaming up with an Austin-based AV ride to start offering robo-taxi rides in Dallas. So, Natalie, let's start off with this new service. What are they hoping to provide, and how many people are they hoping to start to service right away?
Yes, so customers in Dallas, if they're calling an Uber X or Uber Comfort or Comfort Electric, may be matched with a robotaxi by AV ride starting today. The cars will have a specialist in the car, and the companies hope to become, you know, fully driverless in the future.
So it won't really be that different if you're calling an Uber, because someone's going to be in the driver's seat anyway.
Yes, for now. And the specialist's role is to monitor trips in case anything happens. So technically, they won't have their hand on the wheel as actively as a human driver for now.
Now, Uber had teamed up with AV Ride for sidewalk robo deliveries in Austin. How was that working out?
Yes, yeah, so they've been working to provide robo deliveries in Austin since last October. And this has been expanded to Jersey City as well on the East Coast. And Dallas will also see these deliveries in the future. So this is really, today's announcement is really the first deployment of their ride hailing service.
Now, Uber has already partnered to offer robo-taxi service in other markets, right, with like Waymo. So why are they just kind of, you know, not hedging their bets, but they're just going with everybody?
Yeah, so Uber's position is that they want to partner with suitable robo-taxi providers in different markets, and that arrangement can look like can look different in different markets. And as you mentioned, in Phoenix, Austin, and Atlanta right now, they're working with Waymo to provide these robo-taxi rides. And in Dallas, they're working with AV Ride, whereas in the future, Waymo is also planning to launch their own robo-taxi service without Uber's partnership next year. So in a sense, Uber and Waymo are both partners and also competitors, in depending on which market you're looking at.
Yeah, it does seem kind of strange, because it's like, are you working together or are you trying to, like, you know, beat each other? I can't figure out, you know, are they competition or not? And is there some reason why there's one company in one city and other companies in others? Does it have to do with demographic or, you know, the terrain of getting around?
Yeah, so we've asked Waymo about this, and really their strategy is trying out different forms of partnership. You know, autonomous vehicles are still in their early stages, and especially in terms of commercializing this technology. There are a lot of costs involved in this. So for Waymo, it's about finding the right partner who can provide, you know, the most cost-effective services for, you know, let's say charging, like providing services for charging, maintaining the vehicle. And so maybe in one city, they have found a partner that's more cost effective for them. And in another city, Uber would provide more value. So they're really testing different partnerships before going just for one as they explore this business model.
We have seen autonomous vehicles in San Francisco for so long. It's just kind of like, you know, it's just part of life. But I also can't keep track of how many of them are out there and who's partnering with whom and who has, you know, are testing out. I mean, how do we keep track of all of this? And is it going to be expanding quickly nationwide?
Yeah, so Uber sort of wants to be this role of an aggregator. You know, they see themselves as the platform where all kinds of robotaxi providers will be on their platform. So in San Francisco, as you mentioned, Waymo will be there. But in the future, Uber and their partners like Lucid and Nuro will also be in San Francisco. And so in the future, Uber is positioning themselves as, you know, the go-to platform where all these different providers go on, and consumers won't have to differentiate between who is providing what service. And you would just call the car just like how you would call a normal Uber these days. And there's definitely signs that more are coming. Uber expects to be in at least 10 more cities by the end of next year.
Wow, big expansion. Natalie, always good to talk to you and have you explain this all to us. That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, check out Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.